الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم أما بعد، الإمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى يقول في كتاب الأدب The Book of Good Manners، باب الوفاء بالعهد، The Fulfillment of Promises. قال: وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: آية المنافق ثلاث، إذا حدث كذب، وإذا وعد أخلف، وإذا اؤتمن خان. متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم: وإن صام وصلى وزعم أنه مسلم. In this hadith, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three are the signs of hypocrisy. So to recognize hypocrisy, you could see it in three practices, three behaviors. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, or a hypocrite in this case, the signs of a hypocrite. When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks it. And when he's trusted, he betrays his trust. رواه البخاري مسلم. In another narration, for the same hadith according to Muslim, رحمه الله تعالى, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم added to this, even if he observes Sawm or offers Salah. It means even if he observes, even if he fasts, even if he prays, this is still considered a munafiq, and even if he asserts that he is a Muslim. قَالَ وَإِنْصَامُ وَإِنْصَلَّ وَزَعْمَ أَنَّهُ مُسْلِمٌ. This person will still count as a hypocrite. It's a very dangerous and scary hadith. First thing the Prophet says, آيَةُ الْمُنَافِقِ. These are the signs of a hypocrite. Three things he mentioned. قَالَ إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَا. If he speaks, he lies. And what does that mean, Jum'ah? It's not that when he, if he was somehow put in a situation or a condition that he is going to be and he have to hide some of the truth, so he lies occasionally, for example. No, this person, it's a habit. He just seems to be, he just cannot tell the truth. That's the problem with him. He just cannot tell the truth. And he lives his life based on these lies. So, for example, he tries to live above his means, and he shows a specific image, and he always lies about what he does, how he does things, where he lives, and so on, to hide his real identity. This person is a munafiq. He's hiding the true identity for himself. Second, وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ. If he promises, he always breaks his promise. Not once, not twice, not three times, and so on. Always breaking promises. And what's the reason for him to even to give a promise, is just to buy time. You know, people, they give you promises to buy time. Specifically in business deal. When are you going to finish this? Tomorrow. Okay. Are you sure? I promise you. Tomorrow's not ready. Will you promise me? Well, I just got tied up with this and so on. So always actually do that. And this becomes like a technique and strategy. That they give promises just for the sake of breaking them so that to buy time. It's not like you've been pressured at some point that you had to break a promise. It's awful, you know, just to break a promise. But to deliberately plan to break a promise, that's audubillah, that's differently major sin, like this. And then next, قَالَ وَإِذَا أُؤْتُمِنَ خَانَ. And if this person was trusted, this person breaks the trust. He betrays the trust. So for example, you give someone a secret. Tell them, please don't tell anybody, because if this comes out, it's going to make a big problem. And the guy tells you, don't worry about it. It's a man, I'll keep it. And the next day, it's already on the news. Because someone he thought that tweeting it, you know, on the internet, no one's going to see that. And it goes all over the place. Someone's trusting you with items, with commodities, with whatever, actually. And you betray that trust. Someone trusted you in his or her house. They brought you into their house and they fed you and they were nice and gentle and hospitable to you, and then you betray that trust by harming them, hurting their family, whatever, causing some damage to them. So this person, the Prophet ﷺ says, even if this person, you know, claims how much he fasts, how much he prays, or claims to be a Muslim, he is still considered a munafiq. Here's one thing in terms of Another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, أَرْبَعٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ كَانَ مُنَافِقًا خَالِصًا نِفَاقًا. Anyone who has four qualities, these four qualities, will be considered مُنَافِقًا خَالِصًا نِفَاقًا. That means he is considered like pure hypocrite. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ. Whoever possessed one, he has a sign of hypocrisy. So this hadith, the second hadith now, alhamdulillah, explains the meaning of the first one. Meaning, it doesn't mean that a person can be completely munafiq by having some of these qualities or characteristics. Rather, this person, if he has one sign, he has a sign of hypocrisy. Two signs of hypocrisy. Having them all constantly and continuously, that is actually now like being a pure munafiq, a hypocrite. Acting upon these qualities on and off does not make the person munafiq, but he will have the qualities of a hypocrite. That which is very bad by itself. It's very, very bad. But the one who always acts in that fashion, the Prophet ﷺ says, this is the one who is munafiqan khalis al-nifaq. He's pure hypocrite. When salla wa sama za'ma annahu Muslim, even if he claims to be a Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ says in the second hadith after that, qala, to add with what we mentioned earlier, qala wa idha ahada ghadab wa idha khasama fajr. This person, when he argues, he behaves in a very imprudent manner and insulted manner. وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرَ. So basically, if he gives a promise, he betrays that promise, or he breaches the promise, and then if he argues with people, if he fights with people, أعوذ بالله, then he will be fajr. Basically, he acts in a very, very vulgar and very actually negative way. It's not like he's being just unfair. Just he burns everything, subhanAllah. That's a sign of nifaq. أهل العلم يقولون in this issue. So can we, in this case, if we know someone who does that frequently, can we call this person munafiq? What do you guys think? Someone who comes to the masjid, and the Prophet says that this person will be fasting and will be praying. He fasts and prays. If you know someone who comes to the masjid, he was already actually in the masjid, making salah and so on, but unfortunately he is very weak, and he commits these actually sins. He always acts like that. Can you call this person a munafiq? You have no right to call anyone a munafiq in his or her face. You have no right to do that. You cannot say to this person, you're a munafiq. You cannot say that. But you can warn this individual by saying, listen, this is nifaq. This is called hypocrisy. And now what are you describing here in this case? The action. So you're being kind of subjective over here when you say you are a munafiq, and you are objective a little bit when you just target the action. He says, by the way, this is hypocrisy. What if the person tells you, you're calling me hypocrite? What would you say? Say, I didn't say that. I'm saying what you're doing is an act of hypocrisy because that's what the Prophet says. But what if this person is not known to be like that? It just happened once or twice. This is not even fair to say to the person that this is an act of hypocrisy. It's still too early to decide that on this individual. Maybe it just was weakness, was a mistake, a sin was committed, for example, once or twice. If it becomes a habit, that's when this person is called a munafiq, or at least he has actually these qualities of hypocrisy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you all from this. Allah, any question? Yes?
If he's observed that
he
some people would lie, and that somebody calls, Or other example is, you know, kid is kid wants something, and the father will come and say, I'll give this to you. Just to calm him down.
Yes.
And then later on he does not. So
we have two scenarios you've been suggested right now. The first scenario, if someone calls the house, or maybe knocks on the door, and your child opens the door, basically you know who's calling, or basically who's behind the door. If you tell your child, by the way, tell him dad is not home. Just go and tell him he's not home. Would that count towards acts of hypocrisy? Actually, that's double the problem. That's double the sin over here. Number one, because you lied. Number two, you made someone else lie. So you're teaching them even the wrong value, the horrible value, that you are allowed to lie. What if your child says, but how can I say that? You're home. And you tell them, just do what I say. You're basically damaging your image, your fatherly image in front of your child. This has become habit among the people along this time. We teach our kids wrong values along this time. Another thing, that the second scenario, is if your child is just, you know, whining here and there, and just to calm them down, in a moment of embarrassment or whatsoever in front of people, you tell them, listen, come on down here and I'll give you this. The child comes to you, you grab him. So what is what you promised? Khalas, ba'den, later. And that ba'den never happens. Would that count as a sin? Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the Prophet ﷺ, one day he was in the presence of in a house of people, I believe from the Ansar. So a woman called her child, ta'ala u'tik. Just like, you know, what would you do? What would say? Says, come over here, I'll give you something. So the Prophet ﷺ told her, what do you want to give him? She goes, tamra, which means date. قال أما أنك لو لم تعطيه كتبت عليك كذبا. Had you not offered him that really, that would count as a lie. Even your child, come over here, I'll give you this, I'll give you something. And usually you cheat by saying something. You didn't say exactly what it is. So it could be a paper, it could be whatever, just to lie at it. Don't cheat, don't teach your kids these wrong values. If you tell your child, come, I'll give you something, give them something. By the way, give them something that they will agree to. It's not like you're giving your keys for a 16-year-old child, for example, teenager. That's not going to work like this. It might work with maybe 2 years kid, but it won't work for someone like 7, 8 years old, for example. So you have, when you say that, actually you should do the right thing with them, inshallah. Would that count towards hypocrisy? If it continues, it might actually count like that. One of the famous stories of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, to show his how careful he was in collecting the book, Sahih al-Bukhari, known to us today as Sahih al-Bukhari, the collection of hadith by Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was very careful from whom he would take the hadith. He was told one time that there is such and such alim or scholar who has this chain to hadith in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that no one else had. And subhanAllah, for Imam Bukhari, that's unique. That's a particular thing, he has to go and collect that hadith. So he took a journey to go and meet this individual. Upon arriving to this place, the man was busy dealing with some errands around the house, chores around the house. And then he asked him to rest until he finishes. So by the time he's almost done, he wanted to grab the horse. It was a distance from him. So he grabbed a pouch or a bag, and he starts calling the horse to come. Come, come. So the horse came. By the time the horse arrived, he grabbed the bag, put the bag on the side, and he grabbed the horse and tied the horse down. Imam Bukhari saw that. So he took his clothes and his stuff and said, Bismillah, he left. The man went after him and says, where are you going? I didn't say anything to you yet. He says, thank you very much, I don't need it anymore. I don't need it anymore. He said, why? I thought that you were so interested in this hadith that you traveled from far away just to get that. He says, because I saw you lying at this horse. He says, if you to lie for this at this horse, how would I trust you in hadith in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? See, even to that extent, he was so careful that a horse, if you just lie for a horse, you just grab a bag and says, come and eat, and then you grab the bag, you don't feel anything, that would count as a lie. Can you imagine when you do that for human beings? So definitely we come actually and something dangerous. Wallah. Any question? Yes, Tom.
The business. Mm-hmm. Unless you have secretary.
Yes.
And you were saying that, okay, I'll be busy for next hour. Uh-huh. You cannot check any call for a couple of hours.
Yes.
In that case.
Let's say if you're a businessman, you have a secretary, and you don't have time to answer phone calls because you're busy doing something. Can you tell your secretary, listen, I'll be busy for an hour? So basically whatever calls that you have, I don't want to answer any calls. Is that right? Can you do this? Jama'an, can you do this?
Yes.
Yes, you can. But you don't tell her if anyone asks you, says he's out of the office. That becomes a lie. But if you're too busy, he says basically he's too busy right now, can I take a note? Can I take a message? Then that would be fine, inshallah.
Even I'm not busy, you know, but I can say I cannot take any call.
Yeah, if you're not busy, you just want to chill. You're just too tired to do anything. You can tell her, listen, if anyone asks you, I cannot take calls right now. You cannot take calls right now doesn't mean that you're too busy. It's just you're not in the mood to take calls. And they don't have to know why. Wallahu a'lam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.